The Ghost of Featherstone Castle by Elspeth Rostrum. Copyright Burlington Books, 2009. Chapter 1. Featherstone Castle.
"Robbie, are you ready?" Mrs. Sumner shouted from downstairs. "We're leaving in 10 minutes."
15-year-old Robbie Sumner walked slowly down the stairs and into the kitchen. He was a tall boy with dark hair and brown eyes. He was wearing jeans and a black T-shirt, and he didn't look very happy.
"Do I have to go on this adventure holiday, Mum?" he asked. "Can't I stay at home and help you move to the new house?"
"No, you can't, Robbie," Mrs. Sumner said. "The men are coming to paint the new house on Friday. On Monday, we have to start packing. The removal van is coming on Wednesday.
Then..." "Okay, Mum, I understand," said Robbie impatiently.
"It's easier for you to do everything if I'm not here."
"Robbie, I'm sure you'll enjoy this holiday," said his mum enthusiastically.
"No, I won't," said Robbie. "I hate sport and rafting."
"It's not all sport and rafting," said his mum. "There's a midnight hike."
"I don't like hiking in the day, so I'm not going to like it at night," exclaimed Robbie.
"There's a visit to Alnwick Castle," said his mum. "You like history, don't you?"
"Yes, that sounds interesting," said Robbie. "And Featherstone Castle looks cool."
"You'll be fine," said Mrs. Sumner. "Northumberland is a nice place, the perfect place for an adventure holiday. You'll love it. Now, are you ready?"
"Yes, I'm ready," said Robbie.
"Then put your bag in the car," said his mum.
Robbie went upstairs to get his bag, and he looked around his bedroom for the last time.
"I won't be in this room again. I'll return next week and we'll be in the new house," he thought, and he felt sad.
He took his bag and ran downstairs. 5 minutes later, they were on their way.
"Featherstone Castle isn't far from Hadrian's Wall," explained his mum. "The Roman Emperor Hadrian built the wall to defend England against the Scots."
"I know," said Robbie. "Is the entire wall still there?"
"No, only some of it is still there, and you can also see some forts," answered Mrs. Sumner.
"I can't wait to see the wall," said Robbie. "We read about it in history last year. It was the northern frontier of the Roman Empire for 300 years. They started building it in 122 AD. 15,000 men built it. There were many forts along the wall."
"Wow, Robbie, you learned a lot about it," said Mrs. Sumner. "I'm impressed."
They drove for some time through beautiful countryside until finally they saw a sign for Featherstone Castle.
"Look, we're here," shouted Robbie.
He was starting to feel excited. They drove through some big iron gates down a long road. Finally, they saw the castle. It had towers and enormous grey stone walls.
"It's a lovely place," said his mum, and she stopped the car.
Robbie got out of the car and walked in the direction of the castle.
"Wow, it's a real castle," said Robbie. He was very impressed. "I want to sleep in one of those towers," he said.
He saw some teenagers in the castle grounds, and he felt a bit nervous. "Maybe I won't make any friends," he thought. There were two camp leaders at the entrance.
"Welcome to Featherstone Castle,"
said a tall young man with short blonde hair. What's your name?
Robbie Sumner, he answered, and the young man found his name on the list.
I'm Adam, he said with a smile. I'm responsible for the water sports activities. I'll take you to the boys' dormitory in the North Tower, and then you can go outside and meet the others. The girls sleep in the South Tower.
Okay, said Robbie, and he smiled at his mum. He liked the castle. It was really cool.
Follow me, said Adam.
At the top of the stairs, there was an enormous picture of a man on a horse. He had a brown beard and black eyes.
Who's that? Asked Robbie.
That's Baron Sandringham, said Adam. He owned this castle a long time ago. There's a ghost story about his family.
Yes, I read it on the internet, said Robbie excitedly. Is it true?
Some people say it is, said Adam. The Sandringham family definitely lived here. Their names are in the history books about the castle.
Adam took them down a long corridor and up some stairs.
Your dormitory is on the top floor, Adam explained. They walked into a room with six beds.
Robbie put his bag on a bed and went to look out of the window. He could see some kids playing football on the grass below.
The kids look small from here, said Robbie.
We're very high up here, said Adam. It's a little frightening here on a windy night.
I'm sure this castle is very frightening at night, Robbie thought.